swamp?
Oh, well, yes, yes. That swamp, that's what you'd say, swampy. And
And what do they do to a swamp to make it good bottom land?
I don't know what you can do for that.
Do they ever dig ditches or try to?
Well, I don't know whether maybe it would help with that, but you know, sometimes they call them drainage ditches, and then sometimes they call them canals, you know, if they do. And you frequently see them running through some place where they need the water, you know, not spread out all over everything, but kind of drained that way. Drainage ditch, you just see them. That's what people usually speak of as drainage ditches.
Do you ever hear the term marsh in this area?
Not much.
Actually, it's probably a marsh is a swamp, right?
I guess it is. I don't know whether. Somehow it's just not a word you hear much around. I don't know whether it's what part of the country really that you would say that they would use that expression, but I have never heard very much here.
And what is land that is described? Well, land that's has a nice texture. I'm not sure that it's very fertile, but
loam.
Yes, is that very fertile? Is that a
loam?
Term?
Loam is a good
it
term.
Is a good term.
You know, as opposed to sticky, gummy kind of soil, it's loamy. It means it's, you know, not packed and not...
Mm-hmm. Mixture of clay and sand. Is that... And what is a field that you don't use for anything but growing grass or...
Pasture.
Pasture. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term... meadow, or?
Well, meadow's more in poetry than in everyday speech.
Literary term. Mm-hmm. And different kinds of flowing water, beginning with a river, what's the next smallest?
Would you say creek?
And then one step smaller.
Smaller than a creek? Well, the spring, but I don't know what to say smaller than a... What is the word?
Would branch?
Branch. I don't think branch, though, would be any smaller than a... Well, it might be smaller than creek, but creek, you know, can be quite a bit of difference.
The branch is not used too much then?
No, I don't think it's used as much.
Suppose you have a river that goes through, cuts a place through some hilly country. What do you call that that's been cut through?
I don't know. I'll know when you tell me, but I can't say it.
Well, anything that between, say, two hills, you have a
valley. Well, not a valley.
And then something smaller than a valley. It may cut into the hillside.
I can't.
Well, what I'm curious about is the difference between the valley, the ravine, the gully. Are all those terms?
Well,